This is Sukandi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. We arrived at the town or the city of the Goddess of Abundance. So we're here today, and I'm talking to you from here. And there's something that I noticed, and that is patterns. Patterns. So, you know how for kids, they say, find the patterns that are square in this picture. Find the patterns that are round, that are a rectangle, that is a circle or a heart in this picture. And then they go ahead and they actually color it themselves to say, okay, these are the parts. And you're supposed to guess beforehand, of course. But then you take it to life. And once you get used to this law of attraction, you will find that you can find patterns. And the patterns are going to guide you if you're going in the right direction. And I'm just going to come up with an example over here. We were planning to come to the city of the Goddess of Abundance. Of course, these cities have names, but I'm just going into what I call it. And we decided, so we're going to be arriving a little late after 12 in the afternoon, 12 p.m. And for sure, it's going to be hot because we're leaving our city, which is very cool and nice, and we're going into this place that is very hot. So we know that. Okay, we will be reaching there after 12. It's going to be very hot. So we're not, and last month when we came a few weeks ago, the temperature was still moderate. So you can walk barefoot because you can't wear shoes inside the temple premises, inside the temple area. So last time it was moderate and we went in the morning. No, we went in the afternoon last time also, and it was fine. It was walkable. But we know now that it's April and it's going to be hot. We're not going to be able to walk on the pathways because there's a bit of walking before you reach the goddess herself who sits in a golden temple. And it's covered, of course, there is a covering on top. The whole pathway is covered, but it's still going to be hot. So we said, this time we'll just go to the city and we'll see a couple of other things, but we won't be doing the walk that we really wanted to. It's fun. And then what happened is, so we put this behind us and we just drove and almost a little bit outside the city. Maybe 5 miles or four. We suddenly saw out of the blue all of these globes with gold on it. And this is not real gold, it is painted gold or metal gold. And we said, what is this? We've never seen it before. We've drove here so many times, but we've never seen it. Many globes. And then we said, okay, you know what? What is it? So we went there and we saw it is another temple. But for somebody else that we would get out of the car for. So we got out of the car, we go inside, and we had a walk again. But these were rounds that we made around each planet. So that particular god and representing each of these planets, and we were made to take circles around it. But look at it. This time, though, each of these gods were in a room with marble floors and air conditioning. So we ended up doing the same amount of walking for the divine. But Which we wanted to. We wanted to walk. It's fun to walk. But because we were saying it's so hot, and we also said that we don't want to go to the goddess of abundance because her temple is situated amongst acres of land. So the walking is outside, even though it is covered on top. But still, the sides are open and it's hot. So she heard us, and we suddenly saw this temple that we've never seen before. We get down here, we do the same amount of walking, but it's on marble floors and inside rooms. So there's a certain amount of walking in this room, in that room, in that room, and it's all air conditioned. Each room is air conditioned. It was amazing that we got to do what we wanted to do, which was walk. But we knew it was going to be hot on our feet, so we're not part of the locals. We're used to that, I mean, locals to that particular place. But then we were given the walk for the divine, but the floor is marble and the room's air conditioned. It's as if somebody's listening. It's as if somebody's listening. And we said, we don't want to go to the temple of the goddess of abundance and then complain, oh, it was so hot and we had a walk and it was tough on our feet and oh, blah, 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 complain, complain, right? So we said, we don't want to do that. We'd rather just go to the city. We're in her city right now. We have our blessings because, her presence is everywhere. And I'm doing the show from here. But we didn't want to complain after doing that walk or while doing it. And so what she did is she gave us an alternative. She manifested it. We've never seen this temple ever. And we've driven on that. And it's very close to the edge of the highway. So it's not that it's far away. And all these golden globes, you think I wouldn't have noticed? We wouldn't have seen it? Wow. So she gave us the walk for the divine in a temple that is golden. Of course, it's not pure gold like the goddess of abundance, but it's all air conditioned and marble flooring. Wow. It's as if they're listening and they just want to make you happy and comfortable. How much more can you get comfortable than walking on marble with air condition, with air conditioning? That is now, if you look at it, it's a pattern. It's a pattern when you start to recognize that this is a pattern of the goddess of abundance. And so just like they have this, oh, can you notice all the squares or triangles or hearts or circle shapes in this particular image? And they give you an image. And you're supposed to recognize these patterns. But then when you start to recognize the patterns of the divine, and you recognize the pattern of any particular deity or any particular type of divine, for example, Christ would have his pattern. And for the people who are tuned into Christ, they can see his pattern. And as you start to spot these patterns, just like spotting the circles and spotting their hearts, shapes, and you see, oh, this is this particular God's signature. So the goddess of abundance was listening. She wanted us to have our walk, which we really wanted to do. It's good exercise too, right? And she gave it to us in a way that it was highly doable for us. Marble floors, smooth marble floors, and air conditioning in every room. So we would go from one room to the other room, and we would do our circles. So they had these nine rooms for the nine for nine planets. And we're not talking here about as the number of planets that really is, but these are planets that people circle, and you're supposed to get the benefits, but it is this god, particular god, as that planet in that room with marble floors and air conditioning in every room. And this was a signature stamp of the goddess of abundance, who just wanted us to be comfortable because, of course, we came to this fantastic hotel that is very new. It is American, built right here. It's an American hotel right here with great standard. And it's amazing that when we start to recognize these patterns, Christ has his patterns too. You can definitely know where he is, what is his pattern. And as you start to recognize these patterns, you will get more of it. Why? Because as your focus expands, no, whatever we focus on expands to create our reality. And of course, the goddess of abundance knows that, I've been living in Las Vegas and everything is air conditioned over there. You cannot do without air conditioning. Your homes, your cars. And I would walk around in hotels and casinos that are great flooring and fully air conditioned, very, very comfortable. So that's what I'm used to doing. Even as I grew up, very good climatic conditions, excellent home, even right now, everything. So the goddess also knows our pattern. What is it that we're used to? What is it that would make us happy? And she's providing. And so today it's about recognizing patterns. And now, of course, if somebody goes into the opposite, the negative, the opposite of the goddess of abundance. And for any culture, any other culture, if you want to think of this as a god of abundance, for sure. Whoever it is that you believe in, you just substitute. It's all names. And you're not enemies with each other, they all exist together. For example, I've told you about this huge, overwhelmingly huge statue of Christ with his arms extended, and while driving, this is another city, while driving along this highway, you will first spot the statue of Christ. And it is after you spot the statue of Christ that we then notice another god, huge statue standing, but it's at an angle covered with a lot of trees. So unless you spot Christ first, and Christ is easy to spot, he's right there, then okay, now this god is going to follow. So you see, they're not enemies to each other. It's all vibration, it's all alignment. And it's one leading to the other. And we have to get used to these patterns and recognize that, wow, I wanted to walk. I wanted to do the walk and see the divine. But because it's really hot in this particular place, we would have had cemented floors under us because, these are pathways laid outside. They go in circles, and as you go around in circles, you will reach the goddess herself. But it would be hot. So we were given marble floors with air conditioning. And as people recognize divine patterns, magical ones, coincidences, have you started to yet get used to coincidences and synchronicity and see patterns and see how magically these things align and they give you signs? There are signs that, wow, There was a fairy over here. There was an angel over here. And I didn't tell you this, but long time ago, I did Dr. Doreen Virtue when she was teaching her angel course. And she taught us personally in Miami, in Florida, on the beach, beautiful hotel. She taught us personally. And at that time, immediately after doing that course, and maybe it's because she herself personally did something with a third eye. And yes, I wanted to learn. I mean, who wouldn't want to learn how to communicate with angels? Well, for people who like these things, of course. When she does some ripping open of the third eye, some band-aid kind of removal. And at that time, when I came back from that course, immediately I saw, and I didn't even expect, I saw fairy lights around a bouquet of flowers in my home. I saw those fairy lights, several of them hanging around this bouquet of flowers. I was so surprised. Now, after that, I haven't seen it because maybe my eyes were freshly opened at that time. I was so aligned that even visually I could see these lights. After that, yes, I can recognize angel lights, but fairy lights are really tiny, and you would have to be very, very sharp visually to notice that. I was at that time, because I was fresh out of that course, within the first couple of days that I saw, I was so surprised, and then after that, I haven't seen fairy lights. Or if I've seen them, I haven't been able to recognize them, or I haven't recognized them. I think that it's for people to know their own experiences or whatever it is that they see, and that these things do recognize, and you, I'm sorry, these things do exist. And as we recognize these patterns, and in the last show, I was talking about the HOA, actually, and my home in Vegas, about how they would notice every weed that popped up. And they would keep sending letters, right? If you're not on top of things, they would send letters. But then I used the word HOV instead because my brain was trying to remember HOA, and it automatically replaced with HOV because I must have read something very recently. And I'm thinking, my brain was scrambling. What was that word? And what I got was HOV. So then later on, I was thinking, why did I say HOV? Why didn't my mind come up with HOA, which is not so complex, right? But then I remembered that they were sending so many notices for everything, that I unmanifested HOA. Yes, I did. I unmanifested them from my energy because I was so busy attracting HOA notices for this and that. And they would get more stringent. First, they were saying, oh, you need to take your garbage cans from the curb. It can't be there, left. And which is sure, which is fine. Then they went on with the driveway thing. Then they went on with any other place in the house, front of the house. I mean, not that. It's the thing is, then they went on to say that, oh, it has to be taken in between this and this hour. So then now they gave us a time slot for us to take it away and put it inside. And you know what, if you're traveling or something like that. But then, of course, I was still up to date with things and managing it really, really well. But they were just getting hyper about this and hyper about that and sending notices, and they just got the energy of the HOA got thicker and thicker, more frequent. And now that you think about it in terms of energy, it is the energy of the HOA that is visiting. And so as that energy started to enter, it just got frequent. So then I unmanifested that energy. And literally, HOA, it just went out of my mind. My mind did not even think of HOA, and my mind did not even have that in its memory bank. I mean, maybe, yes, somewhere, of course, but not in my consciousness because I just unmanifested the energy out of my energy system. And I just did things because it had to be done, right? I mean, I just did it because, well, a good lawn and a good house, it adds to the neighborhood value. I did it out of my own free will and conscience and not because somebody was holding something over my head. So that's why my mind did not even think of HOA. And I had to scramble for that word. I replaced it, or my mind replaced it with what was the closest to HOA, and that is HOV. So yes, you can if you want. And this is an example. I'm not trying to say you shouldn't follow discipline. We should, of course, and definitely be respectful of authority. But yeah, if something is bothering to such an extent, you could definitely reduce its effect in your energy by unmanifesting, reducing slash reducing their energy of something that we don't want in our energy field to the extent that it would occupy all of our time, and all of our time is going on thinking about all of this. So that is why. And as we were talking of patterns, and we were saying it is all a pattern if you think about it. So the HOA would, HOA would form or would be a part of a particular pattern. If somebody is getting troubled by a lot of notices or letters, and you want to reduce that. Example, some people could have problems with legal notices or things like that. You can certainly use the law of attraction to amplify what you want and to reduce slash nullify what you don't want. And manifestation is very useful in our day-to-day life because ultimately, it is all a manifestation of energy slash spirit. And as we focus on what we want to create and allow that to expand, then what we don't want is reduced. And who said that manifestation is just something that is woo-woo or something imaginary? Manifestation certainly uses imagination, but it's not something like a pie in the sky kind of thing where it's just something that is vague and not physical and something that cannot be proven physically. No, manifestation is something that you can see the physical effects of this very, very quickly as we get used to this, as we get really good at using what we call the factory in our head to manifest what we want, unmanifest what we don't want. And today, we want to go a little bit into patterns and how to recognize these patterns. For example, if somebody starts to see something, for example, you would see Christ visiting if you felt that suddenly you're hearing a lot about him and suddenly you're seeing people, meeting people who are more gentle, kind, compassionate, caring, humble, loving, and not in a very pitiful way. It is not that anybody wants to be the object or subject of pity. But this is a different type of compassion where when God has compassion, it's a different type of compassion. It's where they know that this person, let me explain a little better. So when we went to this temple yesterday, on the way to the city, around 4 to 5 miles outside the city. So we were walking around, and there was this space which is more, well, it's not the place where we needed to walk. It was just a place where we had to stand, and that was not air conditioned. The place that we were walking where we had to walk, that was air conditioned, which is what we wanted, correct? But this place was not. It was just something in the front. And I was telling the attendant there that, wow, it would be great if this is air conditioned. And it's after I said that that we actually went to the rooms that were air conditioned where we could walk or where we had to walk. So she said immediately, oh, I wish I wasn't born a woman. Wow, here I am wishing for air conditioning, and she's wishing she was not born a woman. That is such a vast difference in thinking. I feel happy to be considered a woman. I am. I'm happy. I mean, I've never had any regrets of being female. I felt always as if I had an advantage. I'm taken care of. I feel good. I've always felt empowered. I have always had to reduce my power. You know what I mean, right? And always given the best of things and education and opportunity and the best dolls, which my father would bring for us when we were small and for me. My sister is more grown up. And so I never felt disadvantaged. And to hear this person saying, oh, I wish I wasn't born a woman. And here I am wishing for air conditioning. Correct. It is like so, it seems so superficial. But then my mind is going, I was just telling this attendant, I wish there was air conditioning here in this particular room that was more on the outside part. Correct. It was still covered, but it was not the interior where we went to walk. There were a lot of air conditioners in each room. And then to hear her say this, and my mind immediately went into, okay, what is this? Like, is she supposed to make us feel bad for being women, born women? Is this something like an introduction of negativity? So obviously, I was empathetic and I asked her what the issue was, and she told me. And it's actually very normal stuff. She has to go home. She has to take care of kids. She has to come to work, pay bills. I mean, her husband's contributing. But the same thing, which is considered a pleasure for many people. Oh, I have a home and I get to pay bills and I get to work and I get to take care of my kids. I get to take care of my family. She somehow converted that into an absolute negative thing. Instead of something that says, you know, I'm so lucky to have all of this. And yes, I mean, she could always find a better job, qualify herself, do the work to get to a better space, but to see that she actually sees patterns. And in her pattern, in her network, mind network, she's established patterns that are not working for her. And you know what? We're going to be going into the next section, but we're going to take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and we're coming back soon. And I want you to hold on tight. I don't want you to go away. We want to explore more about these patterns and how it's going to set the focus and also attract good fortune or not. And don't go away, hold on tight. Gandhi, I here for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. That was Thunder God. Since I am in the land of abundance, I said, you know what? Let me play this, or let me have this played. It'll not be a part of the file itself. It's something that I haven't released. And yes, so I said, let me play the song, which is a song for Thunder God. And like I said, it's not going to be part of the file, just something that has not been released yet by me. And we're going to these patterns, and you will find that there are patterns even for Thunder God. There are patterns for different deities, different divine representations. And just like we have a sense of their pattern as we get more and more into it. For sure, they know about our patterns. They're studying us just as much as we're paying attention. You know, whether we pay attention or not, and especially if we're paying attention to them, they're for sure paying attention to us, and they know what we want, they know what we like. As we get into their energy more and more, as we align to them more and more, they will know that this is what this person likes, this is what she wants to find, this is what she wants to experience, what our family wants to experience. And they start to provide. And going back to this thing about how this particular woman was obviously, she's collecting evidence and creating a pattern of how bad her life is instead of the opposite. And now, with this particular pattern, she's going to typecast and blueprint or create a blueprint. I don't know what she's doing actually. I'm just throwing words here. So she's going to create a kind of a map or a graph in which she is systematically listing what's wrong and not what's right. And then, having listed enough of this, what's wrong and not what's right, she has come to the conclusion that it's really bad to be born a woman. See what her mind is telling her. Now, where do you think she's going to be in the emotional graph? You know, the emotional guidance scale of the law of attraction? Where is she going to be? Right at the bottom, of course. She's concluded using some patterns, and her mind has gotten used to these patterns. And so, if she sees this, then it's a sign of negativity. And then, if she sees that, it's a sign of things not going well. And she's become so used by doing this consistently that she just notices signs of things that are not going to work. And she's saying something about she has to pay college fees or school fees for her kids. I said, how much is that? She says, 2,000. And I'm thinking, you know, that's not a big amount at all. It's not, especially if she's earning and her husband's earning. But of course, you know, that's in my mind. For her, it could be. But then she just got used to doing this. We're not taking away the compassion factor. We're not taking away the sympathy factor from this. We're not trying to put it down. But another person could see it as this, like somebody who's into good fortune would say, wow, I'm so happy I have this job. I can pay for my children's school fees slash college fees. I'm so happy that the amount is not more than 2,000. I'm so happy that I have these kids that I can pay for. It's a pleasure. I'm so happy I have this job. I'm so happy my husband has this job. I'm so happy that I am of such value and importance to my family. They value me because I help in providing for them. I'm so lucky to be given this chance to be an attendant here in this amazing temple where I have people of such good nature walk in just to see the divine. You see what I'm saying over here? We have to get our patterns and what we notice straight. We need to be able to recognize good fortune, even if the situation of having to find a needle in a haystack. You know how they say, oh, it's like finding a needle in a haystack? Well, find that needle already in that haystack. And as you do that, even a person who has to find a needle in a haystack would get used to finding these needles easily. And the mind then is going to register these patterns and be able to put two and two together and arrive at the right conclusion of four. So, yes, two different people. Here I am standing, here she's standing. She's complaining about being born a woman. Oh, this is the last thing that should happen to people. Should never be born a woman. And my mother said, just to help her. It's not that, he said, even, men have to work. They have to go and they need to bring in money too. So it's not just a woman, who's going to be having, if you even call it having a hard time. But it's not that men don't work or that they don't provide or that they don't really work hard for their families and care for them. And it's not just a woman who does that, men do it too. But then when that extreme pity comes in, self-pity. So see, she's not going into self-worth that, wow, I get to help my husband, I get to be important for this family, I have a job, I get to show these people around, I get to make money every month, I have these beautiful children. I get to educate them. There are people who don't educate their children. She gets to educate her kids. And she's well dressed. I mean, she's decently dressed, of course. Looking simple, but decently dressed. So the patterns, what are the patterns that we're searching for? Patterns of good fortune? Signs of, wow, we're taken care of. And yes, I was more into, I wish there was air conditioning in this part of the temple, right? At yet not seen the other rooms where we were going to walk, fully air conditioned marble floors. And so my mind is thinking, I wish there was air conditioning here. And that's what I told her, they should have air conditioning over here. And so that was what I was thinking of. And she had these huge things in her mind of like, why was I even born a woman? But then, it's all within us, it's all within. And then she said, oh, but to my mother who said that, she said, oh, but men are free. They can roam around. They can do this. They can do that. And I'm thinking, what do you think I'm doing? Roaming around? I've roamed the whole world. So, I mean, a lot of places in the world. So, what do you think I was doing in Las Vegas? Roaming around. And Fremont, California, between Fremont and San Francisco, San Jose. And then in New Jersey to New York. So much fun. And then we went to Turkey. I went to Turkey. And you know how they say, oh, they're not empowered there at all. But it's not true. Actually, there's this woman, and she was taking photographs of some palace and all the precious things in the palace. She's taking photographs, and it's written clearly, do not take photographs. Well, she was taking photograph and the security guard caught her and he started to talk to her. And guess what? Instead of feeling guilty, she started to fire him left, right, and center. And this was just when I came back from, this is just when I was traveling from the US. And she's firing the security guard. And then soon a group of people gathered and a group of security guards around her, a lot of men. Turkey, men from Turkey, Turkish. And they're standing there and they're all trying to be so polite to her. Please, ma'am, please. And she's wearing a turban. I mean, she's got a head scarf on. So she's from the Gulf. She's probably visiting from the Gulf. And she is what people would call old fashioned. And you would think that in this culture, people would say she would be scared of the men and especially authority. And she's wearing a headscarf and, the traditional garb. She wasn't scared at all. The men were scared of her. The whole group of security men bleeding with her. Ma'am, please, you can't take photos here. You're not allowed to. And she's like, how dare you tell me not to take photos? And what proof do you have that I took photo and she's firing him? And yes, she was a guilty person. She just fired them all. And I said, oh my God, if this was the US, she's not going to be arguing. She's not going to be arguing with security people. No, she'd be scared. So we don't even know where these empowered women are. And it's just that, a lot of people around the world have these assumptions of women from the East and the Gulf, and that they're so unempowered. And no, these men were scared of her, and she's like, blasting them for catching her taking photos that she's not supposed to be taking. She turned the whole thing around on them, and they're shaking in their boots, and it went on for 45 minutes, and they're still pleading with her, "Please, ma'am, don't." And she's firing them after doing what she was not supposed to be doing. Of course, you're not trying to say she's right and wrong, and we're not going to. This is an example that a lot of women, that they think they're not empowered, but they're actually pretty empowered in themselves, and they're in places that you would not expect them to be empowered in. But we're still saying, okay, that is a pattern too, when you find a pattern. And so after being taught all these things, we're years in America, right? Me. And we're taught, and I'm very, very, I'm from a place in Bombay where the whole film, Bollywood is Mumbai now, is living. And so they're busy living around me. And I was in that place and went to a private school where they studied. But we're taught that, especially when we're in the Western world, that people from these places are not empowered. But when you start to then find patterns, and if we're from a good place, then we see patterns of women who are empowered, men who are gentle, not ruffians. So we start to put together these patterns, and then we attract more of the same. So for me, when I found this woman, I'm thinking, wow, here I am concerned about air conditioning, and she's concerned on a very, very different level altogether. Of course, not everybody is like her. She's somebody that was very rare to find. And what her mind did was it put together pieces, evidence. She took a particular thing as a sign of being disempowered. She took things together and strung it and made a necklace out of it. But it's all negativity, where everything that she identifies through her pattern recognition, she's put negative meanings to different things and come to a conclusion that life for her as a woman is not okay. And so here she is, she's educated, she's working, she's providing for a family, her husband is providing for a family, she's got kids that are going to school and college and all of these things, and she's got all of this going for her. She's very well dressed, showing people around, an attendant, and she is put it all together that because she's doing all of this, her life basically sucks. And being born a woman is not a good thing. Whereas there are a lot of people in the world who are still putting together patterns and recognizing patterns and seeing signs of good fortune, seeing things from a different perspective, and not a negative one, but a positive one. And as we start to recognize these patterns and signs, we then realize, oh my God, these are signs of the divine. These are signs that the divine is supporting us. Because we said, oh my God, it's going to be too hard to walk in a particular temple, they gave us another temple. It got manifested out of nowhere. We've never seen it. We've done that place, that route. We've done it many, many times. And we've never seen this. Was it created specially for us? Was it that it always existed and then we found it? It doesn't matter what came first, the egg or the chicken. But immediately our mind said, wow, the goddess of abundance knew that we were saying it's too hot to walk there. And so she's given us marbled floors with each room being air conditioned for us to do the same walk in. And good fortune. Good fortune is a pattern. It has to be recognized. Having the eyes to recognize this pattern and not seeing negative news, because what happens is when people see negative news, watch, listen to, this world is tuning everybody right now to World War III. Did you know that? They're doing it. They're tuning everybody to the next big negative thing that's going to happen. They're systematically hypnotizing and tuning people to negative patterns, to expect the worst, to make sure that their mind is thinking that countries are forever at war, people will never be at peace, that they need politicians to solve all of these problems, that without these people solving all of this, because you know, why is a politician elected? Because that politician is expected to solve something. So already negative patterns have been established. And then they fuel it more and more, and they feed it to minds. And oh, now the minds are patterned. The mind is recognizing these patterns, negative patterns in their society. Oh, the economy is not good. Oh, there's not enough food to eat. Oh, people, the whole education system is terrible. So many patterns, correct? And then everybody's fed on this, and this is not an individual pattern where, oh, a person takes the same thing. Like she's employed, this woman, she's having his kids educated, she just has to pay the fees, and she has money, she's making money, her husband's making money, but oh, I have to pay it. So she's taking something that could be taken as good and reversing it, making it bad, creating this bad pattern. And then you know what's going to happen to her is that, well, she recognizes these patterns and God knows what she's going to be attracting. And you know, we just want to make sure that we see things in a really good light. We see patterns of goodness. We see patterns of good fortune, of joyful manifestation, that your mind learns to ignore the negative and to focus on the positive and bring in more and more good fortune. I got my warning. We will be meeting again next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for the Joyful Manifestation Show. This is Akanti Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show today. I'm wishing you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day.